You may want to buy a home. You may want to sell your home. But no matter what, you have questions.
How much are closing costs?
What's a WDO?
Can I talk to the appraiser?
How long does it take?
Who pays for a realtor?
Do I need a pre-approval
before we start?
How do I file for
the
contingency? Wind mitigation?
How do I pick a realtor?
When's the best time to sell my house?
Your questions have answers. This is the Talking All Things Real Estate podcast with your host, Dora, the Real Estate Explorer.
Hey everybody, it's Dora Seiler with Prestige Property Shop. Welcome to my podcast. And in the previous weeks, we have been trying to educate you and inform you and a lot of serious topics. So with the tensions being so high in the world right now and everybody on edge, I thought today we are just going to talk funny stories. And in my magazine, I actually do an article and it's called You Just Can't Make This Shit Up. And so what I did is I invited my good friend and broker, Barbara Remington.
Hey there.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And she's actually been doing real estate longer than me. And so we often talk about the book that she's going to write one
girls
day.
Girls are showing your ages. Old.
It's called Experience.
Old bitches.
It's called Experience.
We're experienced.
Yes.
We're seasoned.
So we're going to talk about funny stories and things that have happened to us. Because, you know, as in the course of doing real estate, we, of course, we're negotiating contracts and showing property and being present for inspections and appraisals and at closings. And it's usually such a wonderful, normal, professional experience. But there are exceptions, right, Barb?
All the time.
And that's what we're going to talk about today. So I'm going to jump right into it. In addition to those professional things that I do with my license, I have made beds before a photo shoot because my customer didn't feel that was necessary. I've cleaned up cat poop. And as you know, Lee, I am allergic to cats. Can't pick them up. If your cat runs out of the house, I cannot go get it. And I won't go get it because I'm allergic. But I have cleaned up cat poop with a cat called Moses who hated me. That cat hated me. I have surprised a man sleeping in the bed. Did not know
fully
I was
clothed?
Coming. I don't know. He didn't get out of the bed, but there was a gun next to him on the nightstand,
nice.
And I surprised him. I have ran from a snake, and my customer was ahead of me, a grown man. He ran before me. He didn't care what happened to me. He ran before me. But my first story I want to get into is this must have happened to me. I'm going to call this story the feline AIDS story. And when the short sale, there were so many short sales, and I was working with an investor this day, and it was, you know, all investors were really scrappy for any type of these great deals. And I had shown a house that the tenant had breeded cats in the house and the owner didn't know it. And there was this explosion of baby cats in this house. They were in the mattresses. It was just unbelievable. So we went into this house.
Wait, kittens?
Hundreds of cats.
I can't imagine the odor.
It was not good. But it was in Rock Springs Ridge. It was a really nice house. It had a really nice backyard. It was a nice looking property. So we went into this house and the tenant's telling me that, you know, she...
Oh, somebody's living there.
The tenant is living there. So she said that she was caring for these cats, but it was clear that it was an unhealthy, unsanitary situation. So long story short, we're looking around this house and my investor client is calculating the money it's going to take to deodorize, to remove drywall, flooring, all of this. Okay. That's not really the fascinating part. The fascinating part is as we were walking outside, another investor, client, buyer, walked up to us and said, you know that house has feline AIDS, right? I didn't know that there was such a thing. And my client is clearly freaked out. And he said, oh, you shouldn't buy that house. Those cats have feline AIDS, and you're going to catch the feline AIDS. So my client is freaked out, and I immediately got in the car and called our vet and said, is there such a thing as feline AIDS? And my vet said, yes, there is, Dora, but a human cannot catch it. So what he had done is try and deter us from purchasing that house.
Of course.
So that he could jump in. And long story short, I got that deal through. My client got that. But that is my feline AIDS.
You know, there's
story.
A big problem with feline IV drug usage, and that's probably how it happened. So,
oh my Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, Barbara, I know you.
Now there's feline Hep C too, so we'll see.
I know you, but it's just hilarious what somebody will go, what lengths they will go to try and deter you. Exactly. And I know you've got a crazy story.
So I'm going to name this current owners try to scare away the buyers, pretty much like your tenants. And my business partner, Kelly, was filling in for one of our agents who was not available for a building inspection. And this was on a 2-story home. And the buyers were upstairs and in the process with the inspection and the inspector when Kelly heard this blood-curdling scream, and the buyer starts running downstairs. And Kelly's like, what the hell is happening? And of course, a rat jumped out of the toilet and was chasing the buyer downstairs. And so Kelly's up there and she's documenting this because, you know, we all have to negotiate and make notes and everything else. And as Kelly is documenting this in her notebook, the inspector yells at her, look out, it's coming. And another rat starts chasing Kelly. And I'm on the phone with Kelly throughout this entire process, and she's running downstairs screaming, there's a rat chasing me. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
She should have had her video camera going. That would have been awesome instead of writing it in her notebook. That would have been great.
It was like, what the hell is going on? Why are you guys being chased by rats?
And they were coming out of the toilet?
They were coming out of the toilet.
How do they come out of the toilet?
They come through the sewer lines.
So
they swim?
I guess
rats can they can do incredible.
They have that will
things.
For life.
Yes, I know.
They don't want to die.
They're like cockroaches.
Oh my god!
So long story short, what happened with that?
So the buyers, I believe, ended up closing on that property, and they negotiated it out. I'll have to check with Marina because it was Marina's buyer.
Oh my Lord!
Well, we're gonna resolve this whole problem is get a couple hundred cats from your house, move it to that house, and we wouldn't have a rat problem.
Exactly.
So crazy. It is
scary. It is scary sometimes. It's funny now, but at the time, to walk out of a house and feel like I was exposed to feline AIDS, I was scared. I was totally scared.
You know, there's a rule you should turn your ringers off when you're doing a podcast. You understand that?
I totally forgot.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, today would be so much better if we had cocktails. I'm just going to say.
Okay. Well, it is a little early, but I have a bar
early,
here in the office.
But usually we're having a couple cocktails while we...
Isn't it 5 o'clock somewhere?
It's somewhere.
While we talk about these stories. Okay. So my next story, we're going to switch and get away from the critters, and I'm going to talk about the day that, and it was a Sunday, when typically most people go to church. I happen to be showing property to, you know, a young couple with small children. And we were in Winter Springs, and I'm going to call this story Sex on the Counter. Because I came home and I remember telling you.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're not going to believe what I just saw today. So there's a code of ethics that agents should follow. And Barbara, you preach this to us all the time. This agent, however, must have missed that class. So this house is vacant. It's just a go and show. As agents, we do the little courtesy knock, you know, knock, knock, knock. I could see that another agent was there. So I did the knock, knock, knock before I opened up the door. And as I opened up the door on a Sunday afternoon, there is a female on the kitchen counter, and what I now know is the male agent, and they are having sex on the counter. So I open up the door and I clearly go, oh, and I back out. My client backs out and I say to my client, did you see that? And she goes, I did. So we waited outside. A couple minutes later, The agent comes walking out with the female, and then I saw there was a little, like, 2-year-old girl that had been running around the house, obviously, while her mom and this guy were having sex. He did not even apologize to me. He just kind of looked like, he gave me the look like, oops, sorry.
You know, he was trying to close the deal. Or I might, he already closed the deal, I guess, but...
Boom chickawawa.
Yeah, I don't know. We ended up not making an offer on that house, but I was clearly shocked. And I almost, you know, I if my customer would have been super upset, I probably would have contacted that agent or the broker and said, you're not going to believe. But my customer just kind of rolled with it. So that's what I did.
They were videotaping, weren't they?
No. Oh, okay. But that was my sex on the counter. But, you know, clearly she didn't want that kitchen.
No, anymore. But the worst part, the woman had a kid there.
Running right. around.
While she was getting her pipe laid right on the kitchen. Oh. I mean, that's just...
I mean, if I was the owner of that home, I would be completely livid. I would be having cameras anyway.
Was he the listing agent?
No. He okay. was just a buyer's agent.
Oh, he was just showing the property?
Showing property.
Oh, he was showing something.
But they were in separate cars. So it wasn't even like...
Perfect.
It wasn't like, all right, like they see were ya. Already husband and wife.
That's nice. So, okay.
All right. Barb,
that was a good story, I think.
That was a shocking...
Yeah, that was a good story.
That was one day I was clearly shocked. That has never happened to me before. So,
well...
Know, maybe I'll try that. What's up?
Well, here's the thing. You know, all new agents are so eager to be out in the field with buyers. And you just never know what you're going to come across with... vacant homes. So one of our newer agents, when she was new, was out showing with a buyer, and they were showing a home up in Deltona. And she's like, Barbara, you will not believe this house. And here I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what is she encountering? This gorgeous home or something? She sends me a picture of a light fixture. And, you know, we've been to the art museum, and Chihuly is a beautiful blown glass artwork. Mm-hmm. And so she sends me this picture of this, what looked like a Chihuly.
Well, for people who don't know what Chihuly glass is, it looks like dripped icicles almost, mm-hmm. right?
Curly cues.
Exactly.
They're very beautiful.
Exactly.
You can Google them.
Yes. I've been to his museum in Seattle. It's fantastic.
Gorgeous. So expensive. This agent sends me a picture, and it's back then. You know, the phones were small, not like the big screens that we have now. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, that's a beautiful light fixture. That looks like a Chihuly. And she says, are you fucking nuts?
Oh, no, this is a podcast. She can curse. Oh, you're okay. No, that's okay. I'm liking that.
Are you crazy?
That deserves this. Yeah. Okay.
I told you, and it would be worse if we were drinking.
Yes.
And this is, she's like, are you nuts? Are you crazy? Do you not see what that is? And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a beautiful Chihuly. No, it was a used condom hanging on a light bulb.
Oh my God.
Hanging on the fixture, right?
Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
It was wrapped on the light bulb, and the condom was dangling from the light bulb.
Somebody put that there on purpose. Somebody
are you sure it wasn't at the house you showed?
No.
I don't know.
Two separate houses.
Oh,
one was
okay.
in Winter Springs. This one was okay. in Deltona.
Now, you guys both encountered, because I remember hearing the stories that when the recession, 08-09, a lot of vacancies, a lot of foreclosures, that you were always, I know you were always concerned, Dory, about squatters, and you were always very careful because people were kind of homeless, were going in there and staying in vacant houses.
And, you know, it's funny because early in my career, when I was really... I don't want to say desperate, but I was just so highly motivated to get out there to do any deal. I took off on a Sunday afternoon. I was on floor, which is what we call when we just accept any call that comes into the office about a property. And I got a call on a Sunday afternoon, and a gentleman wanted to see a condo down in Metro West. And you know, safety really wasn't like the first thing I thought about, which now we do think about safety much
No, but
more.
You always, you gave me the address and...
Not that time. I
thought
did
you
not.
Did.
I learned from that. So I took off. I said, I'm going to show property in Metro West, but I didn't let anybody know what address. I had never met this man before, and I do things much differently now, but... I remember this was a vacant property, and it was a condo. And not that big, but I had gotten there early. I had arrived early and opened up the door. And instead of standing outside, which is what I should have done, I was inside the condo. And this was maybe a couple years after 9/11, when that was still kind of on our mind. And in walked a group of about six gentlemen. Only one spoke to me. The rest of them were walking around the condo, almost surveilling it. And I knew immediately I had made a bad decision. I had put myself in jeopardy, and it was just so silly on my part to do that. And it was a really weird vibe that I got. And that's, and we go off of our gut instinct a lot when you know, okay, something doesn't feel right. So I had immediately called, you know, I had called you, Lee, and so you could at least hear. But from that, I learned, and I tell new agents that come into our office, never be so eager that you put yourself in danger. It's better to, if it's vacant, we're allowed to open up the door and wait outside, right, Barb?
Absolutely.
As opposed to when it's owner occupied, and then we have to walk the customer through. But now I tell agents, have the buyer meet you at the office. Let somebody get a copy of their driver's license. Never put somebody in your car that you don't know. Make them drive separate. Bring another agent with you so that you're not by yourself. There's many things that I would do differently, but that was a really weird, memorable and experience, but it taught me a valuable lesson, and I've never been that unsafe again. So that was one of my, I felt like they were a terrorist cell. I felt like they were, but I'm not sure.
We would like to buy this condo.
They did. They did not make an offer on that condo.
Hey, wait a minute. You said the F word, all right?
Yeah, the F word is acceptable.
Okay. It's acceptable.
Well, that was my scary men story.
Can this be edited?
It can, but we go without.
We don't. We just let it roll. Again, I said it's not going to be a serious show today.
No.
It's not going to be, you know, where you were worried about saying the wrong thing and hurting somebody's feelings. Everybody's having too much of that. Have you ever been in a house, Barb, that is like a hoarder house, like off of the TV show where you live?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I've been in a couple, and one specifically I can remember, and it was like up in Altamont Springs.
Okay, not like the TV show.
Exactly like the TV show.
There are piles of crap everywhere.
I mean, a lot of homes are cluttered. Mm-hmm. A lot of homes that we show are not clean. We see those frequently. I'm talking a hoarder house where you could not see one inch of the wall, where it was hard for us to walk. Where I wish I would have had a mask that day. This is years ago, and I didn't even carry one in my purse, but it was so disgusting and so much. It was exactly like the TV show Hoarders. Exactly.
Wow.
So we saw that too, and that's crazy. I mean, we have been, I think we go through all those emotions where we've been appalled, we've been afraid, we've been surprised that the pictures don't match what you walk into, or, and this, if there's ever no interior photos,
there's a reason.
There's a reason. Usually there is a reason. But we run across some really funny things sometimes,
but,
weird things.
But are things better now as far as back then, 08, 09, when things were really bad in 10 and all the foreclosures, people neglecting, fixtures disappearing and things like that. Things are better now, or homes in better condition that you're showing, or are you still walking into something that smells like death?
No, I think they're better.
I would say overall maybe
yeah.
better. I think agents are doing a better job too of prepping their clients, and people understand that they have to prepare their house. But I just showed a house 2 days ago. And the agent said to me, oh, we really priced it well, Dora. Like, it's priced well below market value over there off of Slade. And I walk in the house and I'm like, oh my gosh, it needs another $50,000 in renovations. The AC had a lockbox around it so that the people couldn't even control the air conditioning. It was a hot mess. And so you see all kinds of things. So anyway, I want to thank Barbara. Thank you for joining me today. And you are going to write that book one of these days, right?
Oh, I'm collecting those stories.
Exactly. If you have any questions concerning real estate, please feel free to give me a call. 407-493-4959. This is Dora Seiler talking all things real estate. Have a great day. I'm scared you're gonna say to me, honey, you're just not my kind. I'm thinking to myself, what'll be my move? It's gotta be good. I've got